You don't have to be Jeff Daniels to get your voice heard on The Mike Church Show.
A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
You just have to pick up your phone and call every morning on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the war in the Persian Gulf. Big doings in the Persian Gulf. You know my favorite part of that war? It's the first war we ever had that was on every channel plus cable. And the war got good ratings too, didn't it? Got good ratings. Well, we like war. We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Huh? Can't build a decent car, can't make a TV set or a VCR worth the fuck. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right. Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country. Tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. Well, when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones. And that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. Bullshit. That's our fucking job.
Secret vault of Mark Kreslin's bumper music. Mark Church here with you, asking you to take 8 weeks of daily doses of the Founding Fathers red pill, sprinkled with a few drops of holy water, unplug the matrix cable from the back of your head, claim your Philosophia Perennis sinking skills, become members of the self-governing people of these very separate, very individual Christian United States. Currently united. It's not a job, it is a way of life. By the by, the telephone number, if you'd like to use the listen line from our friends at TalkStream Live and not burn your phone minute data, it's very easy to do. Call 641-793-9540. 641-793-9540. And that's the number that will ring up the Listen Live line. Again, you will get this show in repeat for 24 hours a day. It's not a Crusade channel, Listen Line. That's not the way they work, because they record this, and they record the Mike Church Show, and then they the TalkStream Live loops it. I'm working on them, but you see, the difference is they'd have to provide two phone numbers if we did another show. So, we're working on a lot of things here, folks, for you at the Veritas Radio Network. Again, the month of July is in full swing. We've got great deals every day for you to become Founders Pass members. Get a free copy of Humility of Heart, the best book about humility ever written. I tell people, buy two copies, don't buy one. Get a free copy when you sign up for a yearly Founders Pass membership for as little as 23 cents per day. Go to veritasradionetwork.com/join. Become a Founding Father or a Crusader level member, and you rack up a McClure Block kitchen cutting board. Beautiful, handmade in America. As a matter of fact, I gave one away yesterday, and we're going to be shipping them to our previous Crusader members. I've taken care of one of them. I have four others to take care of. Who will be next? And that is, of course, for the Crusader level is $1,095. Gee, maybe it's based on the year of the first Crusade. Thought I'd drop that in. 844-527-8723. I just got someone taunting me on the Twitter feed going, I'd call your crappy program today, Mike, but I want Mark Kreslins to win the phone call derby. If we're going to have derbies for calls, we're going to have prizes to give out. By the way, let me welcome some brand new members. Christopher Summit has just become July 2016's first founding father level member. Thank you, Christopher. Welcoming Michael Phipps, Mary Deskovich, Antoinette Chincota, and Barry Smith, also as brand new Founders Pass members this weekend. Thanks, guys. Thanks, gals. Appreciate you and your support. Back to the news. Dallas Police Chief is still giving his talk, by the way.
They told me, and it's just, I'm drawing a blank.
Apparently, Christopher was informing me that he had a threat phoned into him
as far as
after the shooting.
Chiming in on telling the president what to say, I'm going to pass.
I really like this chief. He's giving really good answers.
What are some of the other answers that he's given?
They just asked one question was, why did y'all use a robot to engage this guy? And was this really the suspect? He says, yes, we knew it was the suspect. He was telling us that he wanted to kill more, and how many did he get?
Mm-hmm.
So we knew he was suspect already, and this was 2 hours later, he said, and there were officers dying on the ER tables, so there was no doubt that this was the guy. So, and to save more lives, we used tools in our arsenal to protect.
So he sent a robot in there with a bomb on it, basically.
They say use tools in their arsenal to save more police lives, officer lives, to engage a guy. So he would do it again, he said, in a heartbeat.
Well, he was Micah Johnson, the shooter, was also saying that he wanted to kill more white police officers.
Yes,
right,
and that was very disheartening to the chief. So that's why they utilized the robot to take out the perpetrator.
Just really sad, folks. It really is. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to help me win the phone call derby for the day, pretty funny. Meanwhile, now Christopher was bringing up a interesting point during the last time out, and that is that Director Comey of the FBI basically went and told everyone that was listening that, look, I know that she did it, and I know that she was derelict, and yeah, she broke the law, absolutely, but there's nothing I can do about it. I want to be part of the Clinton Global Initiative, too, someday. Stephen Turley, writing at the Imaginative Conservative website, writes this. Why we don't care about Comey and Clinton. We are all now familiar with the decision, but not Hillary Clinton. Committing gross negligence, extreme carelessness, etc., etc. Director Comey fabricated what Charles Krauthammer called a completely irrelevant new standard, which is malicious intent, as a way of absolving her from indictment. You can be grossly negligent and even lie about it, but if you didn't really mean it, it's cool. So what's really behind all this? First, we need to understand that the modern age is comprised of two main classes of people, what C.S. Lewis called the conditioner class and the conditioned class. What he meant by that is because the modern age operates according to complex technological and scientific processes, it requires a class of experts and engineers who have the specialized competency and expertise to govern this technocracy. And so, within such a modern matrix, the wider population is conditioned to believe that their health and happiness is dependent upon this ruling class of experts. Boy, howdy, folks, is that spot on correct? Oh, no, we don't want to really govern ourselves. No, we kind of wanted you to do it. Yeah. No, we don't want the EPA taking our land away from, but we really want the EPA to run the water system. Yeah, we wanted you to do it. You know why? Because we want to go to Olive Garden tonight. You know why? Because we want to go eat at places where the waiters and waitresses are fun, right? To add to our fun, where they talk about their flair, right?
My piece is a flair.
What's a piece of flair?
Oh, it's where, you know, like the suspenders and buttons are all sort of, we're actually required to wear 15 pieces of flair. It's really stupid, actually.
Do you get to pick them yourself?
Yeah, you do. Although I didn't actually choose these. I just sort of grabbed, you know, 15 buttons and just, I don't even know what they say. You know, I don't really care. I don't really like talking about my flair.
Talking about my flair. Folks, I'd like to take a moment and speak on behalf of my friends at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia. For 2 years in a row, Bulldog Kia has been ranked by Dealer Raider as the number one Kia dealer in America for customer satisfaction. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or just looking for a reputable place to service your current vehicle, the folks at Bulldog Kia have just one goal: your complete satisfaction. Go to the dealership where Mrs. Church and I get all our vehicles and treat yourself to an award-winning customer service and deals like this. Lease a brand new 2016 Kia Forte LX for 36 months for just $169 a month, or get 0% for 66 months. Every new Kia from Bulldog Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And for Mike Church Show listeners, Bulldog Kia will ship your vehicle to you anywhere in the contiguous United States for free. Don't cost nothing. For details on these and other offers, go see my friends at Bulldog Kia in Athens on the Atlanta Highway or online at BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. And by the way, I am coming to you live from inside the Bulldog Kia studio. To the phones, let's see here. This is Eric in Baton Rouge is, I think Eric in Baton Rouge, Aaron in Illinois, Sean in Arizona, Chris in Florida, I think.
And Tennessee,
Russ in Wisconsin, Ed in Oregon, Tom in Nebraska, all have, this is great, internal cochlear Veritas Radio Network listening device implants. They're implanted directly into their, and they don't miss a second of any show of anyone.
No, they glued
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Eric, after that salutation, you're on. How you do?
I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Actually, I got extraordinarily busy today and missed a lot of your program, but I'm still, I could probably repeat everything he said today, and I'd be more than happy to rail on everything that's going on.
Well, there's a lot to rail on, brother.
I tend to agree with you, and the reason I'm calling is because I had to say that I like Mark, but I just can't have him winning.
Well, I don't know how many calls he got. It is a it's a friendly rivalry. It's like the bumper. It's like the bumper music rivalry. So there's a lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes. But you know, we're about to have a really special treat. Father Jeffrey Jambon is going to stop by the studio in just a moment. We're going to actually have the studio blessed for the first time. And Father Jeff might even be able to spend a moment or two on the program with us. So you picked a good time to listen.
Yeah, I try and listen all the time. I mean, I'm a driver, and that's all I get to do. But I'm glad I've got my work done today, so I can actually sit and listen. And that sounds like a good one. Good timing.
Yeah, it is good timing. Well, Eric, did you want to rant and rave about anything in specific?
Well, kind of. I mean, Mark got me going this morning when he was talking about Trump and this new general. And just as I'm thinking when he said it, I'm like, we're talking martial law, and that scares me bigger than anything. Because if everybody's fighting over the, you know, the police officers, your local, protect and serve, and if they want to, you know, if they're going to rail about that and they're going to go ahead and go to something bigger, they're sure as heck not going to like martial law.
You mean the martial law that's different and apart from the martial law that we currently have?
Well, yeah. I mean, the incremental.
Because look, I have an expert on the subject sitting in front of me now, and there's two ways we can have order. We can have order of the secular variety, which we are currently possessed, or we can have order of the virtue variety, which comes from the inside. And when Christ governs the affairs of men, then you don't need all these police officers and bomb dogs and assault weapons and all these other things. But today we are possessed of the idea that we can perfect what the ages of faith did. What would you give if you were grading us on perfecting the ages of faith since 1517? What would you give us as a grade, Professor?
F minus.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to go wet. I'm going to go incomplete. DNF did not finish. How about that?
Missing in service.
All right, yeah. Eric, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a blessed day, and thank you for everything you're doing again.
You're very welcome. So, Father Jeffrey Jambon is formerly our pastor here. Pull that microphone a little closer. People can't wait to hear what you have to say. After your fire and brimstone speech homily yesterday, welcome to the studio. You've never been before.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my first time.
So, Father is a dear friend of mine. Father reverted me about 3 years ago after he wouldn't give me confession because he told me I was living in mortal sin. Most priests won't do that, but Father just said, I got to take all that back. You got to get right with God or you can't proceed. And I've tried to remain true ever since, and I always thank you for that. I think people might like to hear that story, that there are Roman Catholic priests out there to take very seriously the act of contrition. And you have to sometimes, like Padre Pio used to do, get out of my confessional. But yesterday, you know, you talked about our subject today that we've been talking about all day, heaven. You talked about heaven, and our subject today has been about all these shootings and all this. People have lost the ethical tie to eternity, don't you think?
I think so, yes.
And when you were speaking about heaven yesterday, you were basically saying the same thing, that you know, when your gaze remains fixed on eternity, then that kind of guides your affairs better, right?
That's right. Yes, our behavior is tied in with our hearts and with our minds. So St. Augustine put it very well way back when. He says once we give up the papacy, once we give up the spiritual, then we can go on for a long time with just our reason.
Right,
We can straighten things out with ourselves. But then sooner or later, we're going to even lose our minds once we lose God's perspective and his will. So I think it's all connected.
Yeah, and I think, as I said, when we give them report cards on where we are as a society, I think that the jury is in. We're in St. Augustine's. He had a tale of two cities, right?
That's right.
City of God, city of man. Which one do we live in today?
The man.
The city man. Today, this morning, when you did the mass, you brought up something, and I didn't even know this because I don't read my missal every day. You should banish me for that. Today is St. Pope Pius I.
That's correct.
You know, I have a devotion to Pope Pius X.
Yeah.
And to Cardinal Mary Delval, his right-hand man, you know, his humility pledge, because Pius X was such a humble farm boy.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Pius I?
Well, he died in 157 A.D. He was a martyr under the emperor Marcus Aurelius and Antoninus. And so he was defending the church against heresy, the Gnostics that were up there really trying to crush the church, and he stood up for it, and he had to pay with the price of his blood.
And so now when he took – this is just a fascinating conversation, and Ryan Grant, who translated the St. Robert Bellarmine's work on the controversy on the pontiff, kind of gave us in one of the last episodes that we did with him a little – Bellarmine gave us a history of the tradition of choosing names. And I don't know anything about Pius I, but and why he chose Pius I, but I do know that we're lacking a lot of piety today, aren't we?
We sure are.
Now, tell us, And I know your time is brief because you're just a 3-day visit here and staying with your mom and dad. By the way, how did you pack 6'6" into that little white truck of your dad? That must have been a task in and of itself.
Well, it's better than my 2014 Kia that I'm currently driving.
Well, you see, one of our sponsors is Kia. So you got the soul, right?
That's right, the soul.
For father pours himself out of this Kia soul, and I see him get out. I go, there's no way that 6'6" frame got in that car. You just spent 2 weeks, though, or 10 days with Chris Ferrara.
I did, yes, in Gardone Riviera in Italy.
And today, earlier on the program, I read, I don't know if you've seen it, I read the late Garda statement.
Okay, yes.
To the audience here, and I stopped short of the three calls to action here. But and this is signed by, and I assume that you met all these all these great men, John Rau, mm-hmm. The Reverend Richard Munkelt,
yes,
Professor Dr. Thomas Heinrich Stark, of course Chris Ferrara, who you sent me the video of playing the drums, and Michael Mott, the editor of the Remnant. Yeah. What led to this jam session with Ferrara taking taking the stage and playing the drums?
Well, I was surprised by that. His son was on a trip with us, and he just said that, oh, yeah, my dad practices every day and plays every Friday night at some place near his locality. So I guess to take out some steam, that's what he does.
We have a listener who is a state representative in Ohio, Representative Nino Vitale. And that's what he does to take out steam. He plays the drums.
I think the son told me that he was playing since he was 10 years old, so he was accustomed to it.
Now, but before I let you go, and by the way, Father is here to bless the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel building. In the Latin Rite, I hope.
That's right.
Fantastic. You just joined a confraternity, the Fraternal Society of St. Peter.
Correct.
Which is an order of priests. Tell people out there, because they may not know what the FSSP is and what are confraternities inside the church.
Yeah, it's not a religious order. It's kind of like with the model of St. Philip Neri, so it's kind of like an oratory. So they get together, but it's a priestly fraternity. They come together as community, and they try to watch each other's back with prayer and fervor and doing the old Latin Mass.
And you had been in Indiana?
Yes, Indiana, Brookville, Indiana, and I'm just about to be transferred to San Diego. And this is my first year there. I'm finishing up my postulancy year, so my year of candidacy, and now I have another 4 years of temporary belonging until they perhaps will accept me after 5 years total.
So right now you're like an intern.
Right, exactly.
So when you go to a parish, then you don't become pastor or something. You serve under someone else.
Right, not yet. So.
And what pastor will you be under in San Diego? What parish are you going to?
St. Anne's in San Diego on Irving's Avenue, and it's the pastor is Father Gismundi. So he's been there 8 years, and then a newly ordained will also be with us. He'll be three priests total, Father Chris Mahawalt.
Oh, good. Fantastic. And can you do you know have any information? Can you update us on how the FSSB mission might be going in Mexico? Because we had Father Heenan here
right.
on the show in September. Any news from Father Heenan?
Yeah, just a month ago, we were in Nebraska together in a big seminary, and he showed us a video on how things are developing and things are happening fairly quickly. So there's a lot of response, a lot of great fruits happening there.
And that's bringing the traditional mass back to Mexico.
That's correct.
You know, and a lot of people. There's so many people. There's so much that if I had the time, I would pick your brain and other priests' brains. But there's a lot that people don't know about. Like for example, when Cortez arrived in Mexico in 1516, I think it was. The last year of peace on earth, 1516. Peace in the Christian world, or somewhat peace. When Cortez arrived, he found savages, cannibalistic savages, portrayed in Mel Gibson's great movie, Apocalypto. And millions, Aztecs, Incans, Mayans, the human sacrifices atop these massive diabolical temples. 30 years later, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Cortez is with a small band, has toppled the high priest, killing, butchering babies at the top of a temple. Churches have been established. Monks have come over, the Franciscan and Dominican order. A bishopric has been established, and St. Juan stumbles on, is shown the Tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And within another 20 years, tens of millions, or some estimate 10 million, Mexicans, Aztecs, Mayans, again, savages, are converted to the faith. Mexico, just imagine if Cortez doesn't go there. You know, people complaining and Trump wants to build a wall now. Imagine a wall that you'd have to build with the Incans and the Aztecs and the Mayans, the human sacrifice. But Mexico was converted for the faith by Ferdinand, at the wishes of Ferdinand and Isabella. And for almost four centuries, Mexico was a Catholic country until the Cristeros came in and overthrew and sent it into chaos. Now that we had the killing and martyrdom of all the priests down there. You've been to Mexico, haven't you?
I
you
have.
Speak fluent Spanish.
I do, yes.
Yes. Tell, what was your experience in Mexico with Mexican people?
Well, I was stationed for a little over a year in the Caribbean, where the Mayan Indians are. And it's such a tremendous faith there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate, losing it little by little. But they have such a simple faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cancun area, Playa Carmen area, and so forth. And just one example, there was a little baby that had died, and I had gone to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tragic thing. We had just baptized the baby, and the mother was so distraught, as you can imagine, just unglued because of the situation. But at the end of everything, she grabbed my arm. She says, "Father, God gave, God took away, blessed be God," quoting Job. And this,
wow.
This comes straight from the Mexican heart, the people
right.
of their faith.
And how long were you there?
I was there for a year and a half, but I seemed like I always was in Mexico because all my seminarian brothers and so forth throughout my formation and all that, they're all Mexican, so I always felt like I was in Mexico.
And the FSSP, the work that they're doing in Mexico, is that just in one mission or is there more than one?
I think there's two. I think there's one in Guadalajara and then there's also one in Mexico City.
And how large, just a final question here, how large has the FSSP become?
Well, I think here in the States they have about 45 parishes. I think there's about almost
wow.
200 priests total, and there's a lot of seminarians all over the place. And so it's growing quite frequently.
Have you met – so you've been to the seminary in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Have you met Mike Cunningham?
The name sounds familiar. I think I did. From South Carolina?
That's right.
Yes, I did meet him, yes.
Yeah. Well, his brother, Steve Cunningham, does our sermon Sunday.
Oh, okay.
He finds all the sermons, almost all FSSP priests.
Okay.
Who were all donating all their time and their sermons, their homilies to Audio Sancto.
Right.
Like, there's so many, I couldn't mention them all. So, finally, Father Jeffrey Jambon here, you are a Louisiana native.
That's right, from West Wego, Louisiana.
West Wego, but your mom and dad wound up in Abita Springs.
In Bush. North of Covington.
So is this parish now, St. James Chantel, is this one of your boyhood childhood parishes, or is this an adult only?
This is adult only.
Because you were the pastor there or understudy at one time, right?
I was an associate pastor there for 1 year about 4 years ago.
Okay. So you come back to St. James Chantel. Did you see a change in that may have come about as a result of bringing the traditional mass back?
Oh, I certainly did. I mean, I have never seen that church so full like yesterday for the traditional Latin Mass.
You were a superstar. They were there for you.
No. Our Lord was all behind it, believe me.
But it's good to see that, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful.
You entered the priesthood right out of college, right?
That's right. No, right out of high school. I went to Archbishop Shaw High School in Marrero.
Right.
I entered at 17 years old, and I became a priest at 30. I was with the Legionaries of Christ for 21 years.
Right.
And then I had left 2010, joined the diocese here for 2 years here in New Orleans, Missouri 2 years, home at Thibodeau 1 year, and then Fraternity of St. Peter this past year.
I don't think that there's enough said, and I've been watching a lot of work of Ed and Lorraine Warren lately, the Exorcist couple. I don't think we place enough emphasis on blessing buildings. Mm-hmm. Now, you told me when you came and blessed our house that you also had a year, you served in or several years in Italy.
That's right. I was studying 4 years.
Yeah, and those people are fanatical about it. Tell the folks a little bit about how they get their houses blessed.
Well, they have a tradition every year during Easter time. They would have the priest come over to bless it every year, the right. same house.
The same so, house, once a year.
Yeah, it was like the yearly blessing. And that's for them, it's very, very big because, I mean, God's presence is there through the priesthood. He protects and blesses the place where they reside if they're in a state of grace.
Right, right. And here today, we're going to, is it a different blessing that we get on a commercial, on a business blessing?
Yes, what I'm going to do is one for an office, which has to do with trying to keep the truth and promote the truth.
Right.
And so there's special words for that.
So, folks, that's what we have here today. Well, Father, thank you, and thanks for visiting with
You're
me.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
It's a great conversation. Folks, that's all the time that we have here for today. Go to our website at VeritasRadioNetwork.com and become a Founders Pass member today. You can sign up by the year or by the month. Make sure you download our apps. A brand-new episode of Reverse Deception is coming up in about 50 minutes right here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. We'll see you tomorrow.